Welcome to Deutschland Survival Guide. This podcast is about life in Germany for international students from A to Z. This episode concerns studying in Germany and preparing to go abroad. My name is Saskia Prossmann and I have two guests with me right in the room. Please introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Henry. I'm from Taiwan and I currently study in Leuphana University. It's a university near Hamburg and I study digital media. I'm in my third semester right now.
And I'm MM. I'm from Nigeria. I also study at Leuphana Digital Media, so Leuphana and Hamburg Media School.
Okay, thanks for introducing yourselves, guys. I'm really interested in your stories. Why did you decide to study abroad? Why did you choose Germany?
Okay, obviously, Germany has a very good reputation in the world. Whenever you say, oh, I graduated from a German university, people would be like, wow, Deutschland, you know, and you guys have like many good brands that we as Taiwanese people, we really like your brands like Mercedes, BMW, and then also like cooking utensils, WMF, and the Zwilling, the twins. Yeah, so that's the first impression for Taiwanese people to Germany. And yeah, that's a very main reason that I'd like to study abroad. And what about you, MM?
For me, I think it just kind of happened. So I got an opportunity and a scholarship and to study at Film Academy at first in Ludwigsburg. So, and I took the opportunity and I'm so glad I took it. Yeah, it's been a great experience so far.
I think the most important thing is, like, it's free to study here. That's
exactly
the main reason. Otherwise, we might have gone to the UK.
But it's still so expensive. It's so expensive, you know, in the UK. But there are some schools over here in Germany that charge, I think, 1,500 for international students. And some states are about to adopt that, but not yet. But even when they do, it won't be as expensive as other places like the US and UK. So it's the cost of living amazing, the tuition amazing, everything. It's so great.
Okay, that sounds really nice. I'm very glad to have you here, studying in Germany. As a person who has not gone abroad yet, I would like to know, how did you navigate the process before coming to Germany? Like, was it difficult to get your visa and your accommodation? Like, maybe let's start with MM now.
For me, I think the process was a bit easier than it should be, because currently I come from Nigeria and the student visa has two categories. So it has A list and B list. So A list is for people who have scholarships from the German government or who recently graduated and maybe they have like a first class degree, or people who want to come to Germany for their PhD. So those are the only categories that have the A list, and the processing time is maybe 2 months or 3 months. And then there is the B list. If you're not in the A list, you're in the B list, and you have to wait for about a year.
What?
Yes.
1 year?
1 year.
Wow, that's a lot.
1 year. it's on their website. 1 year. You have to wait for 1 year to get a visa appointment date. So it was much easier for me because the school kind of handled everything and I was getting a scholarship from the German government. So it was very easy. Like, the embassy wasn't even open to everybody, but we got there. We had it all, you know, sorted out and figured out. But I had to come correct with my documents and everything they needed, the insurance, the forms. I had to do all of that and do it, you know, meticulously and, you know, get everything right.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's great that you got that opportunity to have it easier, I guess.
Yeah. Your story is crazy. Like,
I know.
We don't need to do that. I thought mine was already pretty late, like, because it took 4 weeks for me to process the visa, and now I think, okay, that's pretty efficient. Yeah, it only took 1 month, and then I'm here. It's pretty simple. I just apply with my grade, high school university entrance exam, and then I don't need to take any other like volunteer everything like you students what they need to do. We don't need to do that. We just handing out grades. That's it.
And how did you manage to find accommodation in Germany?
Well, for me, it's also pretty easy. You just go to Studentenweg. It's like a student dorm website. And then, yeah, I want this room, this room, this room. They send me the contract. So wow.
That sounds really good. And that sounds like you. That was very easy. Yeah. Because at this time, even people, I've been on the waiting list for that for about, I don't know, maybe a year now. And I've still not gotten anything. So people stay on the waiting list for about a year. And how I got my accommodation, I applied on WG Gesuch. And then I saw a room. But I think I got that because the room is a bit smaller. So maybe there were not so many people fighting for it. Yeah. And yeah, so I got that easier.
Yeah. Okay, that's great. So after preparing everything to come here, how did you manage your flight? Was there any problem with maybe jet lag or like adjusting to the new environment, like climate-wise? Did everything go smoothly? I would like to hear your stories of the first day in Germany.
Okay, my first day in Germany is a disaster. So I arrived here in the morning and then I went to Hamburg airport. So from there, I bought a ticket to Lüneburg because I used a machine. Okay, so I thought there was a direct train to Lüneburg from Hamburg airport. And then I didn't know what Hauptbahnhof is, which means central station. So I just used a Google map and then it guided me to somewhere else somehow. And then it ended up that my train was canceled and I went to Bremen because I saw another train coming because it didn't make sense for me at all that a train was cancelled. So I I went to Bremen and then I found out, wait a second, the Google map is showing like I'm completely going from the opposite direction. So I got off at a very small station, which was a big mistake, and then I stuck in Penny. And then in the end, I couldn't even find a taxi. So I went back to Hamburg successfully. And then I took a taxi to Lüneburg, which cost me like 100 euros. Disaster.
Wow.
Did you have a lot of luggage with you? Like, was it problematic because of that as well?
You guys don't even have like elevators in the small station, so I had to like carry three luggages like cross the bridge, you know. It's really awful. And then after coming to Lüneburg, I had to stay in a hotel because I didn't contact my landlord, Studentenweg, first. So I stayed there for even 3 nights. So it was another like 300 euros. Wow. Yeah.
How was your first day, MM?
My first day, I think I also had the issue of too much luggage. So first I had to pay for extra luggage. So yeah, I think I had a connecting flight first to Istanbul and then to Stuttgart. And that was a big mistake because the connecting flight was about 13 hours. So I had to stay in the airport for 13 full hours before. Yeah, and there were not many other options. And because I kind of had little delay in processing my visa, so I just had to take the quickest one I could find. And so I ended up waiting for 13 hours in the airport. But I found fun things to do, slept a bit, walked around. It was okay. Then what else happened? Yeah, and then when I eventually arrived Germany, I arrived kind of late in the night, and yeah, I didn't know anything about the public transport system at all, and the people I knew in Germany were also new. They arrived a few days before me, so I just had to take a taxi, and that was a very funny experience for me because once I got in and the meter started running, I was like, oh, this is what I have to pay. This is what I have to pay. And, you know, as we kept on going and maybe a traffic light stops, I was like, oh my goodness, the price is going higher. But then I eventually got to the accommodation that was arranged for me. It was okay. It was good. And something happened on the first day that kind of stuck, that till today is stuck for me. Before coming here, I heard a lot of things. Germans, you know, they don't smile, they're this. Yeah, and they're very serious. But I was just like, you know what, I need to keep an open mind. I can't come with any preconceived like notions or whatever. So I got here and I had like three bags. Like really huge bags. And I got to the accommodation and I found out that the elevator was broken.
Oh my God.
And I lived, my room was on the seventh floor.
Okay.
So I was just stuck there and I just didn't know what to do. And someone who was coming to, he was taking his trash out. He just said, oh, do you need some help? And I said, yes, please. And he carried every single one of them to the seventh floor. Like, even when I tried to carry the smaller bag, he said, no, 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 don't worry. And he picked that up and also took that. And I just had to walk up there. And even the walk was exhausting. Seven floors. So that single act, it was just like, yeah, no matter what I've heard or whatever it is, like, this is someone who doesn't know me. I don't know him, but he offered, you know, this help. So that was a very warm welcome for my first day.
Oh, yeah, that sounds really nice from that person. And it's great that your first day, even though it was kind of a disaster in some aspects, that you managed to have, like, somebody helping you and did have a good impression of at least a few aspects.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there were many things that you had to prepare, obviously, but in beforehand, but also after. Which things did you have to do after coming here? I mean, all these preparations are not finished once you arrive, right?
Yeah.
Like, the biggest thing you need to do is Anmeldung. Is my pronunciation correct?
That's very good, oh, yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, it's translated into registration, kind of. Like, you just need to tell the government that, oh, I'm here, I live here. And actually, when I was doing that, and they were kind of confused by our country name, because I'm from Taiwan, but our official name is not Taiwan, our official name is Republic of China. And the China you think right now, their official name is People's Republic of China. So they had to, like, call several people to confirm, okay, this guy's from Taiwan, not China. So, yeah. But that was the only thing. I mean, if people, if you come here, and then it's quite easy to get an Anmeldung. The only thing you need to be care of, probably just the tamin. You need to book an appointment in advance in every German institution, I think. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, just keep that in mind, and the other things will be fine.
Yeah. Very true. You need to book appointments ahead and, you know, plan ahead. If you're planning to move to a new place on the 1st of December, it makes sense to book from maybe November for a date that falls later, so you have it when you want it. And the tip is that sometimes you can find appointments in the morning or a day before you actually need it, because some people have to cancel and they send a reminder, will you make this appointment or do you cancel it? And a lot of people choose to cancel. So don't be too afraid if you see that the first appointment is like 2 or 3 weeks away. It's possible. So you just need to keep on checking. But if you have the chance, you need to book ahead. So, yeah, I also did my Anmeldung. I sorted out my bank account, which was already done for me. And because I arrived when it was like COVID was happening, the Burger Amt wasn't open, so we just had to fill a form and put it in their post box.
What bank did you have?
Sparkasse. Mm-hmm. I think they already booked an appointment, so we just went there and took our passport or something. I don't remember what, but we took like a means of identification and everything was sorted. They sent us the card and
okay.
So bank wasn't that difficult. It was fine.
Not really, but that was like my introduction to the German letter system. Because the bank sent us so many posts. They sent us so many letters. They sent the first one. They sent another one to tell us they'll be sending us the pin. Then they sent another one. They sent like maybe 3 or 4 letters in total. So that was interesting.
Yeah. And did you guys also, I mean, that doesn't have to be the case, but did you guys needed to find a job here? Do you have a job here currently, or?
So, in the beginning, I was like, okay, maybe I should try to experience the university and see how the workload goes. Yeah, if it's too stressful, then I'm not going to look for a job. So afterwards, I found, oh, it's actually quite okay. So I looked for some jobs, and they all rejected me.
No way.
I've never been rejected in my life like this. Oh, my God. In a role, it's like, and those jobs, like simple jobs, like H&M and... I also applied for Gucci, but they haven't replied me yet. It's been 6 months.
Maybe they'll reply next year.
Gucci, if you're listening, you know, I'm pretty good, actually. I fit your brand image, you know, Gucci. Okay, never mind. So, yeah, but I think the main reason is that my German is just too bad. So, I guess if I have, like, B1 German, then it might be easier to get a job.
Mm. Yeah.
Did you state that you don't have German skills?
Yep.
That good?
I said, no, German beginner.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, maybe that could be a
reason. Yeah. I find that actually limits the chances that one has. I mean, you can get opportunities, of course, but... it's kind of limited. If you speak German, you have more opportunities. If you don't speak, you have less opportunities. But for me, when I first arrived, I had a scholarship. So I was getting a certain amount every month for, I think, 6 or 7 months. So, and even if I wanted to work, it would have been impossible because the school schedule was so packed and we had so much to do, like from 7 a.m. we leave and then we're back by 7 p.m. so there was little or no time to do any kind of work. And even when it got a bit free because of COVID, restaurants were closed, malls were closed, almost everything was closed, so there was really not much to do. But now I got a job with Amazon, so but that's just like limited contract, October, November and December, and I'm just trying to stay within the time allowed for international students, which is 120 full days. Mm-hmm. Or 240 half days. So yeah.
But I think the minimum wage in Germany is pretty high compared to other countries.
Yeah, right? I had to. Like, to even to other countries in Europe, it's higher than most other countries. Yeah,
yeah. They just raised it, I think, this year or maybe last year, about 70 euros. So now it's at 520, I think. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. For the mini job.
Yeah.
120.
Yeah. So I think you can definitely get a lot of can get a lot of money. Like, mm-hmm. You have a certain level. Like 520 euros can bring you quite far. But yeah, I mean, it's difficult. Obviously, many jobs require a certain level of German. That's right.
Yeah.
So how did you guys manage now your first semesters? Like, reflect on your journey in like a uni sense, and yeah, what did you learn in the uni system, in the overall German uni system in the last year?
I would say for me, like, the experience is very, very different from the Eastern Asian culture, because, like, you know, we just don't talk in class, we don't discuss that much, we don't think that much. We are more like memorizing everything and then take the test. So, and even tests here are kind of different. They just give you a pretty blank paper and you need to write so many sentences, and then, like, you need to just structure it instead of, like, choosing from multiple choices. And also that, like, people here really like writing papers. Like, almost every course you need to write a paper. And a paper is not like 5 pages, 3 pages. It's like 15 pages, sometimes like 40 for a group or something. It's like, oh my God, German people are crazy. But I mean, the other way around, if you think on the bright side, then yeah, that's how they train these people. That's why you always have this stereotype that like the Western world has like a more, I don't know, liberal thinking skills, and they can organize extract all the information more easily compared to the Eastern world, actually.
Okay, yeah, so for me, I found it very, what's the word, chill, because it was a film program, it was the Film Academy ICLA. So we had students from different countries, maybe 10 different countries. So that was my first time of being in such a setting with people from different countries. So it was a bit new for me, but I found it, you know, easier and very interesting to collaborate with people because we have different backgrounds and we all bring different things to the table. So I found that very, very interesting. And the lecturers were very chill. They were not like, what's the word? In Nigeria, the lecturers want you to know they have the authority. Yeah, they want you to know. They want you to probably fear them. And they'll remind you that they're the ones in charge.
Yeah. In Germany, they try to be like, we're on the same level. We're kind of buddies, mm-hmm. I guess. Mm-hmm. Sometimes but even on a first name basis.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. We don't call anybody Mr. whatever here. But I think it's just difference in the culture. In Nigeria, you have to call them Mr. this, Mr. that, Professor this. But here, you call people on their first name. And to be honest, it took me a while to get used to that.
I'm still not used to it. It's so weird. How can you just call someone, hey, Sarah, can you help me with my computer?
But I can understand that, really, because I'm kind of came straight out of school and we always used to call our teachers by the last name. And uni is very different experience even for me, and it's a bit, I feel like also digital media is kind of this more chill environment, mm-hmm. because yeah. My friends who study like more management, economics and psychology, mm-hmm. they don't call their teacher by their first name, I feel like.
So they have to say Professor this or...
Yeah.
Oh my God. I call my economics teacher first name.
That's different for every professor. If your professor is comfortable with that, it's fine, but...
Good to know.
Maybe some of them don't mind, some of them mind. Yeah. But, I mean, you get to know them and, yeah. That was one of my major shocks, the way they were so relaxed. And we get to class and you see people who maybe they've won Emmy Awards, so you know they're very good in their craft, and they're with us in the class sitting on the floor doing whatever we are doing, and I'm like, wow, okay. This is interesting. Yeah.
Well, okay, guys, thank you very much for your input. Do you have any advice for future students that come to Germany or want to go abroad that you want to share here on the podcast?
I would say, overall, please like think carefully and clearly what you want to do in the future, because there are two systems. One is Hochschule, right? And the other one is Uni. And Uni really, 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 like, if you don't like writing papers and analyzing texts, then you might have a hard time here. Even though you might learn something, but compared to some practical works you want to do, Hochschule will be a better option. But if you really like analyzing text and you would like to maybe study master or PhD afterwards, then Uni will be your best option.
Okay, my advice would be ready. Whatever you want to do, you need to be ready. You need to inform yourself of what you need, the proper documents, the proper process. And I say this because sometimes just very little things can, let little things actually matter. And it's not that hard to find this information. You go online. I mean, it's nice to hear what people have to say, maybe advice from people, but whatever you want to do, oh, I want to get a residence permit for this, go online, find the direct information, find the requirements, and just be ready for whatever you want to do. And also stay open to learning, stay open to opportunities. Don't be afraid to try things, the food, like, don't be afraid to try things. Just be open and, you know, be ready to learn.
Maybe not the food.
Yeah, the food too. Yeah.
Okay. I just tried deer today.
Oh, wow. I mean, we have to stay open. Mm-hmm. I mean, going abroad is definitely different, so we have to be prepared for everything. Yeah. Well, thanks, guys. I was very happy to have you here on the podcast. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here, guys. And also thanks to you, our listeners, for listening to this podcast. In the next episode, we want to talk about more life in Germany and as well as cultural differences. And you guys can follow us on social media and other platforms. And we also want to thank Tide as well as HMS and our podcast seminar at Leuphana for the opportunity to produce this podcast in this sense in the studio. Thank you.